Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. So if we can help you with your garden, no matter where you live, give us a call. Things are beginning to change. You know, I was reading in the newspaper yesterday that Washington, D.C., the cherry blossoms are coming into bloom. So the heat is beginning to move up. Things are beginning to happen. The garden centers in New England are beginning to get pansies, Johnny Jump-Ups, violas. So that's a good sign. Another couple of weeks, maybe even sooner, you'll be able to buy things like broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, cabbage to plant in your garden. So, you know, most of us think as May as the time of the year to plant in the garden. But April is the time where your cold weather crops do best. So during April, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, kale, Brussels sprouts. April is also the time to plant peas. Lettuce seedlings can go in during April. So start thinking about planting your garden. And if you have a question, pick up the phone right now. Call 800-259-9231. Don, who's up first this hour?
Up first, this is Christine from Maine, who has a question about some sweet grass.
Christine, good morning.
Hi, yes.
Hi.
I have a plot of my lawn that is well drained as opposed to the rest of the lawn, and I was wondering if there's any way that I could grow sweet grass there. And the other thing I was thinking was maybe some Sweet Annie.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, Sweet Annie will grow just about any place. And that's a wonderful perennial. I mean, it will come up every year. It gives you beautiful flowers that will come into bloom, I think, in late summer. And it dries beautiful. But, you know, if you want to put in some sweet grass, I mean, it's a great area. As long as it gets sun, you could grow your own herb garden in that same area along with the sweet grass. You know, rosemary, thyme, oregano, basil. What I do in my herb garden is I like to cook. And when I cook, I use Italian seasoning. Italian seasoning is a mixture of all types of herbs. So the herb garden that I planted, I took the bottle of Italian seasoning, read on the bottle what herbs are contained in it, and that's what I planted in my perennial garden. So that in the fall, when I want to make my own spaghetti sauce, which I do every year, I grow all my own tomatoes, the peppers, and the onions come from my garden. So in my garden are all the herbs that are listed on that herb bottle so that I can add fresh oregano, fresh basil, fresh chives. Whatever is listed, that's what I grow, and that's what you should do too. If you've got good soil that's well-drained, plenty of light, whatever you like, plant it. If you're not going to use something, don't grow it for the purpose of growing it. Grow what you need. You know, the other thing that you can do, for example, if you like color and you're limited for the space of growing vegetables in your yard. During the summer, for example, lettuce is a plant that if it gets really, really hot, does not do well in a vegetable garden because of the heat. So what you can do is, instead of planting just impatiens in your shaded garden, yes, put your impatiens for color, but plant some colorful lettuce. There's one called red sails. It's a leaf lettuce, and the color of it is red. There are varieties of lettuce that the leaf, instead of being rounded, are in the shape of an oak leaf. Different flavor, different texture, different color. And you start blending all of these. You can buy varieties of lettuce, for example, that are spicy. You can buy an assortment of different colors, different flavors, different tastes, and plant those in the shade during the heat of the summer. In the early spring, yes, plant lettuce in the garden. Plant it with your herbs. Again in the fall. But during the heat of summer, you plant Swiss chard for a leafy green in your vegetable garden, and the lettuce goes in the shade. So take that area, decide what you like. You may be able to put in one tomato plant, one pepper plant, but plant what you will enjoy. It's as simple as that, Christine. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Bob from Maine, who has a question about a sign and a question about needle cast.
Okay, Bob, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yeah, hi, Paul. Just a couple of quick questions. One is, I've had to put a sign up on a hemlock tree that's about 40 feet high. It's well established. And I've used 3 4-inch lag bolts. And I'm wondering, it doesn't seem to be damaging the tree. The sign's up there about, I don't know, a year and a half or two. And what do you think about that?
Okay. Well, I mean, if you putting the thing that you don't want to do is to put something all the way around the trunk of the tree, because it creates a girdling effect. Okay? When you put a bolt, the damage is confined right around the bolt. And the tree will produce a layer of callus around that bolt so that it doesn't hurt the tree in the long run. What will happen is, if it's a young tree that's rapidly growing and you put that sign really tight with the lag bolt up against it, as the tree grows, it will begin to either grow around the sign, or it may actually begin to push it. So what I would do to try and eliminate any possibility of a problem is, every year, loosen the lag bolt by a little bit, so that as the tree expands in diameter, it's not tight up against the metal sign with the lag bolts holding it in place, and that way there's no damage up against and behind the metal no trespassing or whatever sign you have. So as long as there's a space, a gap between the sign and the tree, so the tree can expand normally, then you should not have any problem. The tree can survive that, no problem at all, and it's the best way to do it. You never, ever wrap a tree with a piece of wire. Nylon twine will not break down. And I remember many, many years ago, we had a customer at a nursery where I worked, and they planted a whole row of pine trees on their property to create a wind barrier. We delivered the trees, we spaced the trees for them, and we planted one. And the first thing we did is we showed them how to condition the soil, the proper depth, and we explained to them, you need to remove the string around the stem of the plant. Well, what happened was, they dug a hole. They conditioned the soil. They buried the root ball underground, figuring, oh, it's burlap. It will rot. Yes, the burlap will rot. But the nylon string around the trunk of the tree does not. The tree grew for 10 years. We had a northeaster that came up the coast. It blew in the right direction, and one by one, every single tree broke. Where it broke was where the nylon string was, created a girdle. They snapped like twigs, and you could see the nylon rope in place.
If you ever made compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price code. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advance. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advance. Better science, better results. BayerAdvance.com. Always read and follow label directions.
The problem with traditional lawn weed killers? New weeds keep coming back, and you have to treat them again and again. It's frustrating and costly, but one simple application of Bayer Advanced season-long weed control for lawns kills current weeds and prevents new weeds for up to 6 months. Apply anytime, spring through fall, and spend more time enjoying your lawn and less time weeding it. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions. See product label for kill and prevent weed list.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. this detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Give us a call, and we'll help you to have a wonderful gardening season. That way you can avoid some of the problems that you had last year. So if you did have something that created a problem, let's prevent it from happening again this year. Call right now. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Alice from Maine, who has a question about grasshoppers.
Alice, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I've been listening to you forever, and
Thank
I've learned
you.
A lot. So, but I was talking to a friend of mine, and she has a couple of raised beds. She doesn't have much room, but she had to give up gardening because grasshoppers eat everything, and she didn't know what to do about it.
Okay. I think probably the best thing for her to do is have her go to her local garden center, and she can buy a liquid. It's called Garden 8, just like the number 8. Excuse me, E-I-G-H-T. And what she would do is, as she sets her plants in the ground, gets everything planted, she can spray the foliage with the liquid 8. You can also buy it as a powder. The problem with the powder is the leaves will all be white, making the garden not look as pretty. And if you get a heavy rain, the powder will float right off the plant. But Garden 8 is a very, very good product. And using the liquid on the plant, when the caterpillars start to feed on it, it will take care of them. 8 is much, much safer than 7, believe it or not. The old-fashioned product has been around a long, long time. It was developed by Bayer Advance. And Bayer now knows that 7 is not a good product for the garden, and they've moved on to some better products on the market. The product is still being made by companies and sold. But try and stay away from 7. It's very, very toxic to bees, and 8 is a much better product. Also, Garden 7 gets its name because it lasts on your plant for 7 days, and then it's gone. 8 costs the same, much safer, will last in the garden for 2, sometimes 3 weeks, depending on the rainfall that you have on your garden. But have a used Garden 8 and the grasshoppers will just disappear. Thank you. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Anna from Maine, who has a question about a lawn.
Anna, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. During the winter, we had so much snow, so my husband would make a path with the snowblower for our dog. And now that we don't, that part there, the snow had left, and I want to know what I can put on the lawn to neutralize the urine.
Okay. The best thing for you to do is, besides the urine, because everybody's been walking on it, the dogs and you, take your bamboo rake, rake it up to lift up all of the grass plants that have been compacted from you stepping on it. And that will prevent this domino effect where if you should get a fungus on a plant, because the leaves have all been stepped on, they will spread just like dominoes fall. So rake it up, fluff it. That will allow the air to get in there, and you'll eliminate potential diseases. Now, two things need to be applied. First is some lime. That will help to make the soil less acidic. It will also help to clean the soil. And the next product that works wonderful is called Garden Gypsum. And there is a liquid version that you can put into your bottle sprayer, your ortho bottle sprayer. It's called Soil Logic Liquid Gypsum. And the liquid gypsum, when you spray it on your grass, will open up the soil so that when the rain arrives in April, April showers bring May flowers. If you can apply the liquid gypsum in this area, the rain will wash the urine out of the ground and you'll eliminate all these spots in your yard. Also use the garden gypsum along the side of the road. That will get the salt out for less damage.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. You know, we're all getting ready to work the gardens, to plant the vegetables, plant our flowers, and we want to do a good job this year. I mean, the price of food's going up like crazy because of oil. And if you've never had a garden before, and you really want to condition that soil, if you want to stay natural and you want to have good results, there are ways that you can do that. You don't have to use 10-10-10 fertilizer anymore. You can use seaweed fertilizer. And last year, I started using a seaweed fertilizer. I've been using it for several years. But there's a company in Maine called Vitamin C Seaweed. And they process seaweed right in Maine. And I planted some vegetables with it. The results was absolutely incredible. So we wanted to tell you this morning about new technology that's old that you should try this year when you're planting your gardens using seaweed. So I invited Tom Roth from Vitamin C Seaweed from Buxton, Maine to tell you about seaweed. Tom, good morning.
Well, good morning, Paul.
I'm so glad you were able to join us this morning. And a great way to start off the first day of spring.
You're not kidding. We're actually losing a little bit of the snowpack on the ground every day.
That's right. That's the best thing, the best news we can talk about.
You got it.
Tell us about seaweed. What is seaweed and what type do we harvest to use for the garden?
Well, seaweed's a marine algae. We harvest a plant called Ascophyllum nodosum. In other words, it's the rockweed that just grows along the shorelines here in Maine. It's the seaweed with the little bubbles on it that floats during the high tide.
Okay, so it's the most common seaweed that we see when we go to the beach.
That's right. It's the most common. It's the most studied seaweed, one of the most studied seaweeds of all the seaweed plants that we have.
Now, where do you harvest this seaweed, and how do you harvest it?
Yeah, well, we harvest in northern Casco Bay, and we like to work around ledges and small islands that are uninhabited because we don't like to pull the seaweed from shorelines that I don't know what people are using in their lawns and around their gardens themselves. So we tend to work in uninhabited places. And we started off using rakes, and we moved away from that because we found the rakes were actually pulling on some of the plants, removing the holdfast. So we started to use a mechanical harvester, which we had developed. And that is a machine that goes on, and we go out at high tide when the seaweed's floating, and we drift over top of the beds, and we basically just prune the top of the plant. So we're not pulling on the roots, we're not taking more than we should. And it's a very sustainable way to harvest seaweed.
So you harvest it similar to the way that people mow their lawns. You're just giving it a little haircut so that it's able to grow back again.
That's exactly right, Paul. We're basically pruning the plants so then they all get equal sunlight. The plant comes back a little bushier and thicker. And, you know, we only take so much of an area. We have guidelines which we have to follow with cutting heights and the amount we're allowed to take out of certain areas.
Now, is there a difference between the various types of seaweed?
Yeah, there's thousands of different types of plants. You know, where we kind of harvest, it's mainly rockweed. I mean, there is some bladder wrack mixed in, very small amounts of it, but. You know, all the plants basically, you know, will have a lot of the same attributes that we mainly harvest.
Now, once you harvest them, how do you process it so that people can use it in their gardens?
Yeah, well, we have a method. We 100% sun dry. We started off with a few small little tables. And we've increased that now to about 300 tables. In other words, they're 4 feet wide and 12 feet long. And we have them out in the field. And we take the seaweed that we harvest and we bring it back and we spread it out on the tables in a real thin layer. And then let Mother Nature do its thing. We don't run it through a mechanical dryer. We feel that, you know, a 1,000-degree oven on a plant, you know, it's basically not doing it any good. So we just let Mother Nature take care of it for us.
Now, why is seaweed so beneficial to plants?
It's all about the micronutrients. And, you know, seaweed has just the right amount of micronutrients to make your plants healthy and hardy. They help, they help develop the root systems. So it lets your plant actually take in more of the nutrients that are in the soils.
So when you add seaweed to your garden at the time of planting, it will help the plant to produce a larger than normal root system so it can grow faster and be a lot stronger.
That's correct. And it also lets it, you know, it'll hold in more moisture so you don't have to water it as often. And it helps develop a better immune system for the plant itself.
Now, you were talking about micronutrients. What are the micronutrients that seaweeds have?
Well, micronutrients has about 60 trace minerals in it. It's got 11 amino acids and 5 vitamins. Without micronutrients, as well, you know that your macros aren't going to perform well at all. micronutrient support for viability and the growing of the good beneficial soil microbes. It basically gets your soil moving and in the right direction.
Hmm. Now, when you're talking about beneficial microbes, what do they do? You know, you were talking about when you put these beneficial microbes in, they're going to help the root system to grow better. What else will it do for your plants in your garden?
Well, it'll improve seed germination. It stimulates the soil bacteria, the good bacteria that we need in our soils. It helps plants deal with stress. It increases nutritional values of fruits and vegetables. It'll increase shelf life. In other words, you'll have a tomato plant, and when you pick that fruit, that tomato will last 14 to 21 days,
Oh, wow.
A longer shelf life. It won't change the color, the texture, or the taste of that fruit, but yet studies have shown that it'll last 2 to 3 weeks longer.
So it will improve the shelf life of a plant. And that's really important during the summertime, because when we start getting tomatoes, sometimes they come all at once. We just can't eat them all at the same time. So if you can have it last in storage a lot longer, and that's going to be great for our winter squashes, for potatoes and carrots that we want to keep during the winter also.
Oh, you're not kidding, Paul. It's the plant growth hormones that are the natural plant growth hormones that are in seaweed that help benefit that.
Hmm. Now, when we're talking about seaweed, do we use a lot at the time of planting? I mean, do we have to put down like 50-pound bags in our garden? How much do we use?
Yeah, no, Paul. It's very small amounts. 1 pound of seaweed will cover a 100-square-foot area, or it'll do 100 feet of crop row. So basically, it's like using about a teaspoon to, say, each tomato plant or peppers or whatever you want to put it on in the garden. And if you have perennials, depending on the size of the plant, you would use just a little more. You can top dress with it. You can mix it in your potting soil. Or you can actually put it in a seed spreader and roll it along your lawn. It doesn't have a high source of nitrogen, so it's not going to burn anything.
And how often would you apply this, Tom, to your, say you have a big vegetable garden, you're going to put a teaspoon or tablespoon in the hole at the time of planting, would you reapply it during the growing season?
What we have is, Paul, we have a powder that mixes well with water. The kelp meal, the meal you would apply in the spring and the fall, but we also have a powder that mixes really well with water. It's not 100% water solubility, and some people claim that everything has to be soluble, but we like to think that availability beats solubility. In other words, when you mix it with water and you spray it on the plant, when the water leaches through the soil, our nutrients still remain there feeding your plant. So we like to do that in the middle of the growing season, same when your tomatoes go from flowers to fruit. We like to give it a little shot of our powder, and that helps give that plant a little extra boost, a little bit more nutrients that it needs when it's making those changes.
Now, Tom, tell us about your website where people that are listening, if they have any questions, where can they go to get information about seaweed?
Yep, our website is www.vitaminc, and that's not the letter, it's the word, seaweed.com.
So vitamin C, seaweed. So you're getting C twice.
That's correct.
Okay. And if people are interested in trying vitamin C seaweed, is there a locator of where they can purchase the product?
Yep, Paul. On our website, there's a little click on there, and you'll see all of our contact lists for our retailers. And we do have a online store, and if that's, you know, you can always just reach out to us, and we'll get it to whoever needs it when they need it.
Okay. Another question for you, Tom. Sometimes people will put down seaweed in their garden, fresh from the ocean, and they have a smell. Any smell to this?
No, Paul. It's, there's no heavy odor at all. None whatsoever. People go out and gather seaweed and put it on their gardens, and which is a great idea. I mean, we're not reinventing the wheel. But, you know, some people say they do it in the springtime. And I just like to get a point across that if you're taking seaweed from in the spring and putting it right on your garden, you have to remember 100 pounds of seaweed only yields about 25 pounds of dried seaweed. So you've got about 75 pounds of salt water that's leaching into your garden in the springtime. Now, in the fall, you can get away with that because it's going to rain and snow, and that'll all leach down through. But just be careful not to take wet seaweed and put it on in your gardens in the spring. If you're going to do it that way, just lay it on a tarp, dry it out, and then apply your seaweed onto your garden beds.
Can they harvest seaweeds and mix it with their compost?
Oh, absolutely. It's a great accelerator. You know, it just gets things going. It likes to kick off. It's a great, great way to add to your compost.
You know, and this time of the year, you know, if you live near the beach, we've had all winter, and the beaches are covered with seaweed. You're doing the town a favor. You're cleaning out the beaches. And, you know, as Tom says, dry it out before you put it, because you're getting 75% of the seaweed is actually water, right, you're saying?
Yeah, depending on times you harvest, it rates between 66 and 75% of water weight in seaweed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, can seaweed be used in established perennial beds?
Oh, absolutely. It'll make those flowers last and bloom longer. If you get a late frost, it's going to help prevent that from damaging your plants.
Tom, thank you for the information. Remember, folks, check out the website. If you want to stay organic and you really want to see plants grow, if you saw my garden last year, I had seaweed in it. Go to vitamin C, like the ocean, seaweed.com.
I'm here today with Moonbeam.
Peace and love.
And Sergeant Stryker.
Attend!
To introduce the innovative herbicide, Clear Choice.
I say, nuke them weeds! Kill them all!
Well, Sarge, you're going to love Clear Choice then. It kills over 60 broadleaf weeds.
But I don't just want to kill weeds. I want to kill them dead.
It does. Right down to the roots.
Hey, man, don't kill my grass.
Oh, don't worry, Moonbeam. Clear Choice Weed Killer is a selective herbicide, so it only kills weeds.
That's good karma, bro.
And leaves you with nothing but grass.
Far out, man. But my summer of love includes love for Mother Earth, too.
Then you'll love Clear Choice. It's just as effective, but has up to 85% less active ingredients when compared to traditional herbicides.
Innovation. Yeah.
Clear Choice. Now you can feel good about killing weeds.
Moonbeam, you're all right.
Sarge, hold me.
Stand down, Soder, stand down.
Standing down.
For more information and to get Clear Choice, visit todaysclearchoice.com.
With Scott's four-step annual program, growing a great lawn is simple. Each of the four bags is clearly labeled so you know what to apply and when to apply it. The program grows thicker, greener turf with four feedings a year and protects your lawn against crabgrass, weeds, and bugs. To plant grass seed this spring and prevent crabgrass, purchase the Scott's Step 1 for seeding instead of the regular Step 1. Get your Scott's annual program and Step 1 for seeding now and plant the seeds of a great lawn.
Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organica.com. orgnica seed.com. That's orgnica seed.com. orgnicaseed.com today.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Fall Parent Garden Club. You know, spring is here. We got to start thinking about the gardens, and probably the most important thing is step in the garden, and if you sink or you hear that squishy sound, get out. Do not work the soil when it is really, really muddy. At this time of the year, the one thing that you can do, if you have roses and you have fruit trees, or flowering trees, and especially flowering crab apples, you can really do a lot of good for those trees if you use a combination of all season oil and either lime sulfur or copper spray. The all season oil, when you apply it to these plants, your roses, all of your flowering trees, and your fruit trees, the all-season oil will kill the eggs on the plant that were put there last fall before the insects died. The lime sulfur or the copper spray will kill the disease spores that were put on those branches last fall. So eliminate problems by applying these products now before the foliage develops, and you'll have a lot less problems in your yard. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Bob from Maine, who has a question about berries.
Hey, Bob, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Listen, morning. My question basically is, how do I revitalize my raspberry and blueberry beds? And the other thing I want to sneak in is, what's a good thing to revitalize my pear trees?
Okay. On your pear trees, what you need to do is you need to do a little bit of pruning. Now, pears, you cannot prune hard, because if you prune them a lot, you're going to stimulate a lot of growth, and if we have a damp spring with a lot of rain and some warmer temperatures than we normally do, you're going to get a surge of growth, and that surge will turn black. It's called fire blight. So what you want to do is look at your tree, do some selective pruning. Any dead branches, get them off. Any branches that are crisscrossing and they're rubbing, remove one of the two. The one that you think would give you the best shape, save. Whatever is creating the problem, remove. That will eliminate a lot of potential problems down the road. And if you want to prune to control the height, that's okay. But basically, a cleaning, a thinning, an opening will help your pear trees. Raspberries and blueberries. Blueberries like acidic. So if you can put a layer of pine bark mulch or pine needles around each of the plants, that will help to retain moisture during the heat of summer. It will control the weeds around your plant, and bark mulch and pine needles are on the acidic side. It will help to keep the soil and make it more acidic. That will help a great deal. And any broken branches, dead branches at that time, do some selective pruning also. Raspberries. You have to say to yourself, the branches that produce berries last year have to come off. They only produce fruit once. So if you allow the branch that made berries for you last year to remain, just leaves. Remove it. And what you do is look for the remains of the clusters of berries. It looks like a little hat on the raspberry. And if you see that branch with the clusters of the remaining hats where the berries were, cut it right down to the ground and get accustomed to that. You encourage the new growth. The new growth contains the flower buds for more and more fruit. Now, adding some of the seaweed to the ground, that will help to develop the plant. A fertilizer that contains microbes. For your blueberries, use Holytone. For your raspberries, use Plantone. All organic, all natural, long-term fertilizer, 90 days or more. 10-10-10 lasts 30. So use organic, they last longer.